Well, the Nebraska Soybean Board's See for Yourself tour to Seattle and Grays Harbor area of the Pacific Northwest. And we're getting ready to leave here from the Omaha Airport. Let's talk with Ron Pavelka from Glenville, who is one of the farmer directors of the Nebraska Soybean Board and one of those helping to lead the trip here with a group of farmers from around the state. Well, Ron, let's talk about this See for Yourself concept and what the purpose of it is.
Sure, Ken. Well, you know, this week we get to take about 12 other producers from across the state and give them a little glimpse of what their checkoff is doing for them. And it also lets us expose the myth that we have as far as ag producers. A lot of the time we ask a producer who our final customer is, and they'll say, well, the local elevator that we deliver our crop to. But that's so far from the case, and this is just one step in that international marketing aspect of production agriculture that we get to highlight.
So it gives them a chance to see where their soybeans end up and talk to the people who are actually buying them and using them.
Absolutely. You know, as a producer, we take pride in all the hard work that we do to raise that crop. But in order to market that crop around the world, there's a lot of other investment made by a lot of companies and foreign investment to go ahead and bring that crop that we work so hard to produce around the world.
So have you had a chance to do other tours like this? I mean, it's kind of an eye-opening experience, isn't it?
It most certainly is. Now, this Grays Harbor trip is the first time that I will be out there. But, you know, as a producer, I know what goes on here at home. And this past December, I was also part of an AGP trip over to the Philippines and Vietnam. So I ended up seeing the final step in that international marketing process. So now I get to fill in the little blanks in between and see how that product goes from the soybean meal that, say, we produce in Hastings and how it's brought out to the Northwest and then loaded on and sent overseas to the Southeast region.
How important is this this area of the country to Nebraska soybean producers? How much of our soybean product ends up in this part of the country?
Sure. You know, the Southeast Asia Pacific Rim is a huge market for the United States. And when you consider that 50% roughly of the soybeans that we produce nationally are exported, half of that, so the 25% of that crop is going as whole beans to China. But the balance and that 25% that goes as soybean meal overseas is also that 25% that we are adding value here in the United States. We're creating those jobs here locally and adding value to our own product. We're becoming a little more vertically integrated by doing it this way.
Now, there's also, along with the export activity there, I mean, we're going to see some domestic usage as well, right?
Absolutely. And one exciting growth market for the United States is aquaculture. So we're going to get a chance to get out on a fish farm and see some of the results of actually even a little bit of the research projects that we fund annually, talking about increasing the soy concentrate formulations into the fish meal or into the fish diet. Instead of using a totally fish-based diet, which is, I would say, probably not sustainable, we can go ahead and use a soy-based diet, increase that level to almost 100%, and be totally sustainable in providing that fish diet.
Okay, so 12 farmers on the trip here, and I know they'll be encouraged to come back and report back to their fellow farmers, right? It's kind of word of mouth, spread the word.
Yeah, there's no better advocate for our industry than other producers and having them get a glimpse of what's going on. So we're looking really forward to these producers seeing what's going on and being able to come back and share their stories around the coffee shop.